Thank you for joining me for this full moon. I am Astrology Readings Ride of the Day. From doom to bloom. What was going on in your life around October 2nd, 2024? Why do I ask? Because that was the new moon in Libra. October 2nd, 2024, we had a new moon in Libra at 10 degrees. On Saturday, the 12th, we are reaching the full moon of that new moon at 23 degrees Libra. What's been going on through this six-month journey? That was an eclipse going on at that time. When we all know that when it comes to eclipses, it's about big endings and big beginnings. Libra energy is about relationships, balance, or lack thereof in relationships. So we were setting new moon intentions when it comes to our relationships, personal, work, familiar, as in family, even spiritual relationships that you have. A lot was going on at that time in October. What was going on? At that time, it was eclipsed because of the nodes was in the Libra Aries axis. But this new moon, the south node was in Libra. South node is about energy, in which energy of decrease. What needs to be decreased? You put the sun there. The sun in Libra is in fall. The sun is exalted in Aries and it falls in Libra. So themes of a fallen sun in relationships. Now, what else was going on at that time? We also had Pluto retrograde, Saturn retrograde, Neptune retrograde, Uranus retrograde. All the outer planets, pretty much all the outer planets, all the generational planets were retrograde. So, which was pointing us in an inward direction, looking in. Pluto was at the critical 29th degree, getting ready to go into Aquarius. Neptune was at the critical degree in Pisces, getting ready to move forward into Aries. What else was going on? Well, the two malefics were having a conversation at that time in water sign. We had Saturn retrograde at 15 degrees. Pisces. Mars was in Cancer. Well, let me back up. We had Saturn at 14 degrees Pisces retrograde. We had Mars at 15 degrees Cancer. Mars was, at the time, Mars was making its initial first pass into Cancer. It hadn't went retrograde yet at the time. We also had Venus in Scorpio, in detriment in Scorpio. Venus was the ruler of this new moon. Venus is the ruler of this full moon. At the time of the new moon, we had Venus in detriment at 11 degrees, Scorpio. It was actually creating a grand trine in water with the two malefics, Saturn and Mars. So there was a grand trine in water in the air with Venus, what we love, our expression of love, what we attract, loved ones, in detriment, in a grand trine with the two malefics, in water. Water, just it being in water, that brings up emotions. I already said Libra was about relationships, balance in relationships or lack thereof. Now we bring in this grand trine of emotional water with the two malefics. Grand trines is energy. It's said to be God-given gifts. But that's a gift that you could be lazy with. And grand trine energy is about putting in the work. Now, I don't want to forget, I left something out, Mercury. Mercury was 1 degree away from this new moon, bringing in communication, bringing in thoughts, and thoughts, communication with inside relationships, emotions, relationships, communication. New moon, south node, eclipse, outer planets in retrograde at critical degrees. So you had 6 months to work on that. The 10th degree of Libra, the Sabian symbol for the 10th degree of Libra, speaks to a professor peering over his glasses at his students. A professor peering over his glasses at his students. This symbolizes the discernment. It's about knowledge inherited, handed down to us. What do you do with that knowledge? Do you accept it with blind faith? Especially when it's loved ones, Venus, authority figures, or people you hold in high regard giving you this information. And so if we look at this grand trine, we had Mars in Cancer. Mars is in fall in Cancer. Mars doesn't like Cancer. And what is Cancer about? Cancer is ruled by the moon, and Cancer is about family. We had the other malefic, Saturn, and Pisces. Pisces is about illusions. And Scorpio is about deep bonds. So putting all this together, you know, family, deep bonds, We have family wounds. Family wounds with loved ones because of lack of boundaries. Well, the planets will retrograde again. So again, this is reviewing, rewinding, reminiscing on family wounds, boundaries, spiritual boundaries, adding Pisces, and pain rooted in love. This new moon at the time brought up questions like, are your beliefs truly your own? Have certain relationships shaped your path by challenging your dreams? Are you living for yourself or someone else's ideas of what's best for you, i.e. family? This is what we think you should do. You should do this. You should do that. I feel this is best for you. Did they bother to ask, what do you feel would be best for you? Which gets back to the Saban symbol of the professor looking over his glasses. The knowledge being passed down. What do you do with it? How do you handle it? What does it do to you emotionally? Now, that was October 2nd. Let's fast forward 6 months later, we're coming up to April 12th, full moon in Libra, which is going to be at 23 degrees Libra. The first part I was talking of all that new moon energy stuff, when I began, I talked about from doom to bloom. Well, that was the doom part. This April 12th full moon is about the bloom. But it's only going to bloom if you go, no, I ain't going to say that. It's going to bloom. Now, what comes out, is it going to be a vibrant, colorful flower? Or is it going to be something withering at the vine? Because you didn't do the work. What's changed in this energy in these 6 months? Is anything different in the sky other than the placement of the sun being opposite? Let's dive in and see. As I said, this full moon is going to be at 23 degrees Libra. But what's different? Well, let's begin. Pluto has changed signs. It has gone from Capricorn to Aquarius. Neptune has changed signs. It has gone from Pisces into Aries. It's going to be at 0 degrees. It's not into Aries for good. It will retrograde and dip back into Pisces for a brief second, but it'll get back into Aries. The nodes have switched signs. Remember, I told you the new moon was a eclipse. New moon, because the south node was in the sign of Libra. And so the axis the nodal axis of eclipses has switched to the Pisces Virgo axis. We at the time, we had Venus, the ruler of this new moon, over in Scorpio in detriment. Now, the ruler of this full moon, Venus, sits in its exaltation in Pisces. Would you say that brings a shift of energy? I would. The ruler once in detriment, now in its exaltation. That is a shift of energy. We also have the two malefics still in Pisces and Cancer. Mars, recently out of retrograde. Saturn, also recently out of retrograde. So Mars and Saturn have been having an trying interaction for the past week or so at 25 degrees while sextiling Uranus and Taurus at 25. So Mars was in a water sign sextiling Uranus and Taurus, and Saturn was in a water sign sextiling Uranus and Taurus, which is also bringing a shift of energy. Now, at this full moon, the two malefics are still in aspect to each other. Out of retrograde, for one, is going to bring different energy. Here's another thing. The first time they met, it was at 15 degrees of the sign. Now they're meeting at 25, 26, 27 in the same sign, which is the first time they met, they were in the second decan of the water sign. This time they're meeting in the third decan of the water sign, which right there, different energy, shifting of energy. What else sticks out to me about this full moon is the sun. I said the sun is going to be at 23 degrees Aries. What else is going to be at 23 degrees Aries? Chiron, the wounded healer. Why does that stand out to me? Because I was talking about the new moon. Family wounds, pain with loved ones. Now, the sun comes around in Aries in its exalted position right next to Chiron, the wounded, the full moon of this healing time. Back to from doom to bloom. What else is different? All planets, except for Venus, which will be coming out of retrograde shortly after this full moon, as in hours, not even hours after the full moon, Venus will be coming out of retrograde. We will have all planets out of retrograde, going in forward motion. This is a time of moving forward, getting on. It's go time, Aries. With these new moons and stuff, we have been talking about big endings, big beginnings. Now, what is the Saban symbol for this full moon at 23 degrees? A butterfly with a third wing on its left side. I read that. First thought that went through my mind was, wait a minute. Butterflies have two wings. What's up with the third? I also know that butterflies are about transformation. You know, you think about it. It starts off as a caterpillar, goes into the cocoon. Next thing you know, it's flying and got some beautiful wings. For a butterfly, if I saw a butterfly with three wings, what comes to mind? That must be a mutation. That, why mutation? Because that is not normal. Transforming, and again, going back to pain, family karma, emotions dealing with all of that. So, what would it take to deal with the emotions of the things that's coming up with that you have to deal with? How do you transform? It may take you a mutation for you to do it. Now, October new moon was asking you to shift. Have you shifted the way you show up emotionally in relationships? Have you mutated your approach to love, dreams, and family? If not, this is what this full moon is here to illuminate. Illuminate. Let me try something a little bit different. Yes, I understand that most people go through each rising sign by sign in order. But some say I like to be a little different, so here we go. If you have a fire rising sign, what is a fire rising sign? That would be Aries, Leo, Sagittarius rising. Where is this new moon, full moon action happening for you? Aries rising, that would be seventh house because Libra falls in your seventh. Relationships, marriage, business partners. Leo rising, this full moon, new moon, full moon series happening in your third, bringing up siblings, communication, short distance travel. Sagittarius rising, Libra falls in your 11th, dealing with friends, community, long-term goals and wishes. But wait, there's more. For you fire rising signs, your water houses are 4, 8, and 12. 4, 8, and 12. So the Saturn Pisces is happening for you fire signs in either 4 and 8, 8 and 12, two of those areas. So, but if you put them all together, 4, 8, and 12, it all applies. So, Aries, add this with your seventh house. Leo, add this with your third. Sagittarius, add this with your 11th. So, again, like I said, your water houses are going to be 4, 8, and 12. The fourth is about your family, your roots, emotional foundations. All of that is being restructured. It's about ancestral patterns, mother wounds, creating safety in the home. Eighth house is about shared assets, power dynamics, and deep bonded relationships. Intimacy. Into you, I see. Intimacy. You fire signs, are y'all scared of intimacy? Also, the eighth house is about taboo topics. Taboo topics. And transformation. 12th house is the hidden realm, self-undoing, subconscious fears, spiritual healing, isolation. How do you fire signs feel isolated? For fire signs, think about it. Fire dealing with water. How does fire speak to emotional things? How do you be emotionally honest? Fire risings. What have you inherited from your family and what have you buried? Are you ready to release what no longer serves your soul's journey? Earth rising signs. Earth rising signs. That would be Taurus risings, Virgo risings, Capricorn risings. The full moon is in your 6th, 2nd, and 10th. Taurus rising. Libra falls in your 6th. It's about your daily routines, health, and co-workers. Do you feel like a slave at work, Taurus rising? Virgo rising. It's the 2nd house, bringing up money, self-worth. Your possessions. Capricorn rising, it's about your 10th house, career, reputation, your role in the world. You earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, the water falls in your 3rd, 7th, and 11th axis. That's actually a grand trine, like I was talking about earlier, that was in the sky. Because water is a grand trine. So this full moon has to do with this grand trine for everybody in water. Just where does it fall? For, again, back to Earth. Earth, it falls in your 3rd. Communication, your relationship with siblings. Travel. How do you articulate your thoughts? The 7th house would be your one-on-one relationships, including romantic partners and business contracts. With this Mars and Saturn energy, is there conflict, buried conflict within those areas, earth sign? Do you speak passionately or do you listen to respond and not listen to understand, earth? 11th house is about your friends and communities and dreams. Earth signs, who are you aligning with? Do they support your vision or do they drain it? Earth, where do your commitments lie? Earth signs, are your words healing or harming? Does your friendships and goals reflect who you becoming, not just who you've been? Earth signs, Are you being the person in the past or the person in which you want to be? Earth signs. Are you open in communication or are you defensive and in denial? I heard that's a river in Egypt. Denial. But I move on with my dad jokes. Air signs, air rising signs. This would include me, Geminis, Libras, and Aquarius. The firehouses, and when I say firehouses, I'm talking modern astrology at the moment. And what I mean, the first, the fifth, the ninth is being activated with this full moon. Alphabet cookbook astrology, first house is connected to Aries, fifth is Leo, ninth is Sagittarius. That's why I said firehouses, but hopefully you got it. Anyway, Gemini risings, this full moon is happening in the fifth house. Creativity, children, romance. Libra risings, it's about the first house. It's this full moon is happening in the first house, self-identity, appearance, personal path. Aquarius rising, this is your ninth house of higher learning, beliefs. Long distance travel, things that are foreign. For the air sign, air risings, the water falls in your second, sixth, and tenth house. Second, about your finances, possessions, and sense of self-worth. Mars is in Gemini rising second, triggering financial stress. Drive to build something solid while Saturn is testing our sustainability in the outer world. Sixth house is about daily routines and health and relationships with coworkers. Do you have a healthy routine in which to deal with your relationships on a daily basis? Do you work too hard that it leads you to burnout? 10th house is about your career, reputation, and role in the outer world. Where are your drives and ambitions? It can bring tensions with authority. Saturn is asking for long-term stability. Air signs. You're being asked to ground your thoughts, ideas, and aspirations into action. Do your daily routines support your goals? Is your self-worth reflected in how much you're compensated in the outer world? Does your habits need to match the person you want to become? Or are you just blowing hot air, talking, but not doing? Water rising signs, that would be Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. The full moon is happening in your fourth, 12th, and 8th house. That's actually traditionally connected to the actual real water houses. So you water rising signs, this really could be truly emotionally time for you. Shining light on that. Cancer rising, it has to do with your fourth of home, family, and emotional roots. Scorpio rising, 12th, subconscious, isolations, and karmic endings. And Scorpio, you know you have trouble letting go. Pisces risings. Shared assets, resources, intimacy, eighth house, transformation. Hey, Pisces, do you still want to be seen as walking around like a body with no head on it? Or is it time to transform that outlook and walk around like you got some sense? Pisces rising. Is it time to transform and let everybody know you're not in la la land? This is going on in your first, fifth, and ninth house. Saturn in Pisces, Mars in Cancer. It's going on in your first, fifth, and ninth for you water signs. The first house is about your body, your appearance, the mask you show the world. Mars is pushing you to assert yourself. Are you powerful? Or are you triggered by anger? Do you get in power struggles? Saturn is asking you water signs to mature yourself emotionally in deep bond relationships. The fifth house is about children, lovers, creativity, and your pursuit of joy. Water signs, are you having fun? Water signs, is life really that hard? Water signs, can you fall in love with life? Water signs, are you driven by desire or are you driven by drama? Water, if you think about it, water. How do you deal with fire? Fire and water don't mix. What container do you put your water in to be able to interact with fire? Water signs. Water signs, are you still chasing empty fun? What is empty fun? Fun that has no emotional connection with you. Ninth house is about your higher learning, your belief systems, justice, publishing. Water signs, do you need to take all that emotions and put something together and publish it? Water signs, it's time to question what you believe. What do you believe? And why do you believe it? Again, going back to we're talking about family. Remember the professor peering over his glasses about the information handed down to us? Water signs, do you run from your truth or do you defend your truth? Water signs, are your beliefs based on word of mouth or lived experience? For everybody, this is a potent time for exploring your emotional realm. Who are you becoming? What do you believe now? And what do you believe over what you've been told by others? What role does joy and creativity play in your life's journey moving forward? Full moons is about a culmination. integration of energy. And if you've done the work, faced the spooky ghost of the past, questioned the frameworks of which been given to you and handed down, you might be ready for this new chapter. But if you've hesitated and ran from the work, like Apollo Creed told Rocky when he wanted to quit practice for the day and try again tomorrow, the great Apollo Creed said, "There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow." So if you haven't done the emotional work, face the ghosts of the past, start today, because there is no tomorrow. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.